Hello, good afternoon. My name is Frank Gumminger, and I'm pleased to guide you through our presentation about our first quarter 2016. So let's move to page number four to give you an overview about the highlights of the first quarter. In the first quarter 2016, we have been in a position to manage an EBITDA increase of more than 57% to 51.5 million euro in the first quarter in comparison to the first quarter 2015. And this is mainly due to a strong sales performance and positive effects from our integration and acquisition of the CHP, so the combined heat and power plant, which we acquired from EnBW end of 2015. Our EBITDA margin still reached a level of 27.2% in the first quarter and still continues to exceed the long-term average. The integration of our container board and corrugated board business reached a new all-time high at more than 70%, so at 71% in the first quarter. And our total sales reached a new peak at 189.5 million euro in the first quarter. Free cash flow reached 38 million, and net financial debt is 488 million and is down to 2.8 leverage in comparison to 3.0 in end of 2015. So let's move forward to the details of our financial performance. If we switch to page number six, you get an overview about our sales development of our containerboard business. Here you can see that our total sales volume of our containerboard business slightly increased by 1% in the first quarter 2016 to 255,000 in comparison to the first quarter 2015. And we increased our internal usage of our containerboard by 90,000 tons, which is an 19,000 tons, which is an increase of 12%, and on the other side led to a decrease of the external sold volume from 91,000 tons to 75,000 tons. Based on this development, the level of integration between containerboard and corrugated board business could be increased from 64% to 71%. And we also steadily increased this ratio beginning from the first quarter 2015 ongoing to the first quarter 2016. If we go ahead, then we can see on the next page, page number seven, the development of our corrugated board volume, which shows an increase from 212,000 tons to 230,000 tons from the first quarter 2015 to the first quarter 2016, which is an increase by 8.4%. And the main driver of that was our latest corrugated board plant, PW9, which we started and launched in the fourth quarter 2015. Let's move to page number eight. On page number eight, you get the overview about the sales development in detail. Here we can see that we started with 172,000 million euro sales in the first quarter 2015. And a main part of the increase is coming from the increased volume of our corrugated board business. It's in 11.5 million, and on the other side, we see a decrease in our external sold container board business of around 6 million due to the higher integration between container board and corrugated board business, and a positive effect of around 7.4 million due to an improved pricing. And the position others, here we have mainly some effects from reclassifications from other operating income to sales due to new regulations under German GAAP, and also a small effect of around 1 million due to the acquisition of the CHP from EnBW. These are the external sold electricity to the grid. So in total, we see an increase of 10% if we compare Q1 2015 to Q1 2016. So an increase from 172 million to 189.5 million. Let's move to the next page, where we get an overview about the sales development coming from the fourth quarter 2015 to the first quarter 2016. We started with sales in total of 174.6 million, and a main driver of the sales development was the increasing volume of our corrugated board volume with around 14.2 million. On the opposite, we have an effect of around 2.5 million minus less external sold containerboard volume due to the higher integration between containerboard and corrugated board business, and a slightly lower pricing led to another negative effect of around 1 million. Here also, we have effect in the others, although mainly due to reclassifications, as mentioned before, of around 4 million, which then again ends up with 189.5 million. So on page number 10, you get an overview, big picture about the containerboard and the corrugated board development. And here you can see on this picture very well the development of the containerboard. So the increase of our internal use containerboard volume, so from 162,000 to 180,000 tons, and on the opposite side, the decrease in the external sold volume from 91,000 to 75,000. And this led to an increase of the integration of to 71%. And on the other side, you can see this is mainly driven by an increase of our corrugated board business from 212,000 tons to 230,000 tons, which is equal to 8.4% increase. On page number 11, you can get an overview about the quarterly development of our EBITDA and also our EBITDA margin. In the first quarter 2016, we generated an EBITDA of 51.5 million, as mentioned before, with an EBITDA margin of 27.2%, which is on the same level as in Q4 2015, and which is an increase in comparison to the first quarter 2015 of around 57%. What has been the main driver for the development from the fourth quarter to the first quarter 2016? We had positive effects, as expected, from the acquisition and integration of the CHP of around 9 million euro, and we also had some positive effects from the contribution margin of around 3 million-4 million. And on the opposite, we had less non-operating income and less income from energy tax-related topics in total of around 8 million-9 million euro. And this is the big bridge from the fourth quarter result 2015 to the first quarter result 2016. If you go to page number 12, you can see that we are still above our three-year EBITDA margin of around 19.8%. with 27.2%. At this stage, we should mention that we expect some normalizing EBITDA margin in the coming quarters, because we see some margin pressure due to lower sales price level in the coming quarter. In the containerboard business, we can see that in Q2, at the end of Q2, the price level is approximately 40 euro per ton down in comparison to the year end level. And also on the corrugated board side, we see some downward trend as already expected by the end of last year. In addition to that, you also should take into consideration that we have scheduled our maintenance shutdowns of the paper machines as well as for the CHP for the third quarter, so that this will influence then also the result of the third quarter. And based on this, we therefore then expect normalizing EBITDA in the course of the year. Q4 will be, from today's perspective, a more or less usual quarter without these kind of effects which I mentioned before. If we go ahead on page number 13, then you can see the comparison of our EBITDA between the first quarter 2015 and the first quarter 2016. The increase of 57%. This increase is mainly coming from two topics. The one topic is the improved contribution margin due to the stronger sales performance, so from the volume side as well as from the improved pricing, and on the other side, the positive effect from the EBITDA, the CHP EBITDA integration effect of around 9 million, as mentioned before. In addition to that, in the first quarter 2016, we had less maintenance cost because we have a different schedule of our maintenance activities in 2016 in comparison to 2015. And these are the main driver for the development of our EBITDA in the first quarter 2016 in comparison to 2015. Free cash flow on page number 14, still on a high level with 38 million, and is a very good basis for starting early redemption, partial repayment of our floating rate notes with around 40 million euro. And for sure, we had some slightly increasing working capital in the first quarter 2016, mainly coming from higher accounts receivables, also based on the good and strong sales performance which we had in our first quarter. On page number 15, you can see the development of our net financial debt and our leverage. So the leverage is again down to 2.8, so below 3, and at the end of 2015 we showed a leverage of 3.4, but please take into consideration that the 3.4 already takes the liabilities for the acquisition of the CHP into consideration in the balance sheet, but no EBITDA effect is taken into consideration. In addition to that, as already mentioned, we also prepared for this partial redemption of the floating rate notes in a size of 40 million euro by the end of June. Working capital on page number 16, on a slightly higher level as expected, with around 15%, an increase to 105 million. Also including the working capital from ProPower. Working capital effect from ProPower is around 3 million, The other effect is mainly coming from increased accounts receivable due to the higher and better sales performance. In a summary, if we come to page number 18, then to sum it up, we again showed a very strong profitability for the first quarter 2016. This is mainly coming from significant growth of our corrugated board business, a higher integration between container board and corrugated board business, and positive development of the gross margin. Also included is the successful integration of the CHP, also positive EBITDA effects out of that, as already mentioned. And as mentioned before, we maintain our expectation of normalizing EBITDA margin for the entire financial year. And our next probe plant will be PW10 in Poland, in Trichina. And this plant is to be launched towards the end of 2016 and is currently under preparation for the beginning of the construction works. Partial redemption of the floating rate notes already mentioned as a result of our strong cash generation by the end of June. So that's it for the presentation of our Pro Group results. Before I move forward to TH Holding, I'm pleased to answer questions. So operator, please coordinate for any questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question on the phones, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad now. If you change your mind and wish to withdraw your question, please press star followed by two. When asking your question, please check your phone is unmuted. Our first question on the phones today comes from the line of Brian Gifney from PGIM. Brian, please go ahead.
Oh, thank you, and thanks a lot for the color. Just have a few questions, if you don't mind. In terms of the additional corrugated volumes that you achieved, so it was about 18,000 tons. Can you just sort of clarify how much of that was from PW9?
So around 14,000 tons were coming from PW9.
Great. And that's is that 90,000 tons over a year? Is that the capacity for that?
So the 90,000 tons is more or less the technical capacity of the new plant, but it takes 2 to 3 years until we can fully cover or fully utilize this technical capacity.
Okay, and in terms of the volume growth of 8% in corrugated, and I appreciate there's some shutdowns in the second half of the year, is that sort of level sustainable for this year, or do you think it's going to be more mid-single digits?
Let me check. So we expect more or less the same growth value for our corrugated board business for the entire year as we have seen that for the first quarter.
Okay, great. And then just a couple of questions just on your LTM EBITDA and your guidance. You mentioned the leverage is you're not taking into account the future savings relating to CHP. Could you just sort of, do you have a pro forma EBITDA as to if you did sort of include all their savings, what would your EBITDA be?
Our EBITDA, I guess you mean for 2015.
No, just on an LTM basis with the savings that you will generate from CHP. Okay. What would that? Because it's currently 172, but it doesn't include obviously the 9 additional months of that CHP business?
Pro forma LTM Q1 2016 is around 194.
Okay. Just the final question is, that sort of implies your margin on an LTM basis is about 27%. I know historically, and you're saying it's gonna come back down to the sort of the long run average, but obviously CHP has added about 3 percentage points to your margin. I don't understand if the sort of your average over the last 3 years are particularly relevant now just because of that CHP transaction. When you talk about sort of guidance for the year coming down to the sort of the, you know, more typical average levels, are you talking about 21%? Because if it's 21%, it sort of implies a fairly significant EBITDA decline in the next sort of 3 quarters, absolute EBITDA decline.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause at 21%, you're looking at maybe 150-160 million EBITDA as opposed to the current 194.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to understand the margin point and the guidance.
Yeah, sure. No, okay. I would like to make it a little bit clearer. From EBITDA margin, we may expect something in the range between 22% and 23-point something of an EBITDA margin for the entire year 2016. This very much depends on the further development of the pricing of the containerboard and the corrugated board business. As I mentioned before, we already realized more or less in Q2 a decline of the containerboard prices of around 40 euro per ton, which is although on a year level a significant amount, but still would give us sufficient EBITDA. On the other side, we have seen that we don't see any further price movements for the time being in June, and we may expect also some price increases for July. Therefore, this is very much dependent on this development. Taking the current situation into consideration and then we expect something between 22% and 23% of EBITDA margin.
Okay. Now just a final point on that. That sort of implies your EBITDA will be sort of relatively flat for the remainder of the year. Directionally, should we be thinking it's not necessarily gonna decline, but, you know, it's gonna be sort of flat to modest growth? I'm just trying to understand the direction rather than to quantify it, but.
No, actually, I would expect for the next quarter a slightly decreasing EBITDA from an absolute figure. As I mentioned before, in Q3, we have to take into consideration the scheduled shutdowns. At the end of the day, in order to get to an EBITDA margin of something between 22% and 23%, we have to go at least in one quarter below 20%. This would be, from my perspective, the quarter three, also taking these scheduled shutdowns into consideration. Then for sure it will be a lower EBITDA figure, something in the mid-30s.
Okay. Thanks for the color.
Yeah. Thank you.
We have no further questions on the phones at this time.
Any further questions? No?
As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, please press star followed by one to ask a question on the phones. We do not have any further questions registered.
Okay. Well, if there are no further questions, then I would like to go ahead with GH Holding. Therefore, I propose everybody who is interested to stay in for GH Holding, and we move forward to page number 21. On page number 21, First of all, the TH Holding again is the holding company and the majority shareholder of ProCook AG, and it's controlled by the Heindl family, founder of ProCook AG. TH Holding's business performance is closely linked to ProCook's performance and the net financial debt. It's around 609 million, is below the level as at December 31st, 2015, especially due to higher cash in hand and improved leverage. Leverage is 3.6 in comparison to 4.2. If we come to page number 23, you get the overview about the main differences between the ProCook AG consolidated figures and the TH Holding consolidated figures. I think it's quite obvious the changes are very minor. Main changes are in the consolidated net income for the period. Then we have a difference of around 2.6 million. This is mainly coming due to the interest which the TH Holding has to pay for the PIK toggle notes, which have to be taken into consideration just on TH Holding level and not on ProCook level. This is the main difference, and no further points need to be taken into consideration. If you have any questions, please go ahead to TH Holding. Operator, please coordinate for any questions.
As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question on the phones, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypads now. We have no questions registered on the phones.
Okay, so thank you very much for your attention, and looking forward to the next quarter. Thank you. Bye-bye. Have a good day.